TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Final hour here on the show. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis and our boy Trevor the Creator. It's been a fun one with you guys. We've had some fun guests on.
As always, we've had
some fun banter back and forth, but it is now time to lock in. It is fantasy football time. You guys are doing your drafts this month, figuring out what players you want to skip, what players are your guys that you're hooking on to. We'll be giving our guys that we are really intrigued with maybe some reasons why we're staying away from certain players as well. We just got done with extra credit. You guys were super interactive on the text line with that one, guessing. A couple of you people got the Denver Airlines. People saying 40,000 feet, 555 miles per hour. No, apparently, is how fast you can go.
You guys are pretty sharp on a lot of this as well. So,
shout out to Trevor guessing Vancouver for which country.
Yeah, no, that was, channeling his inner Blake when he answered that question.
Listen, and then I was trying to get an air. I was trying to get an airport, pick an airport. That's what we were doing. Pick an airport. So I picked an airport.
I just said which country.
Yeah, he said country.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't listen.
Oh, we know.
You're welcome.
But you know how you know what saved the whole bit was you saying Iraq at the end.
That's a country.
No, it's definitely a country. It's definitely a country, and it just made the segment that much better.
Well, this segment's going to be even better than that.
Another win for Fred. Let's
get past that.
Let's not overlook or bury the lead.
Who's been your toughest competition in extra credits?
Trevor's no slouch. Let's get that straight. Did Dylon just walk in?
Yes, sir.
Into TSN? I'll tell you what, he's probably the smartest kid here.
Yeah.
At 105 through the fan. In fact, isn't he the cum laude kid? I have a new nickname. The cum laude kid.
Okay. So ESPN, they got all of their big talking heads.
What's so funny, Blake?
Nothing. They got all of their big talking heads and did a draft the other day. Now, if you watched it, it was horrendous. It was all over the place. It was kind of a disaster class, but we can still use this data and have a fun conversation about this because I'm sure a lot of you guys listening have a fantasy draft coming up as well. And you go, hey, Blake, I've got the third pick in my draft. Who should I draft? I got the ninth pick. Who should I get? What strategy should I go? So we're going to try our best to give our advice. So pick 1-on-1, Fred. You're on the board. I think we can all, do we all unanimously agree Ja'Marr Chase is the, you don't think about it, just pick him at 1-on-1? We don't have to have much discussion about that.
I could make an argument for Bijan.
You know what? I'm not mad at that.
Hate that.
I think those two guys, 1 and 2, I would personally go Ja'Marr. I think he's the guy, but I'm not mad if you take Bijan. I think those are the two clear-cut best players in fantasy football leading into this year.
I think it depends on what kind of league. If you're in a PPR league, like that's where
we'll assume PPR. We'll assume PPR. Okay,
cool. Yeah, no, I think everybody's in a PPR at this point, right? Yeah. Don't we all agree?
I think if you're in standard on Yahoo at this point,
your commissioner sucks.
Yeah,
and you should probably find a new friend.
So Bijan and Ja'Marr, we won't spend too much time on that. I
think that's 1A, 1B.
Most of you guys probably get that. Pick 3 is where it gets a little dicey, and that's where Blake is in his draft with his friends. I'm at pick 3.
Yeah.
And you've got four guys to consider. You've got Saquon Barkley, who I think just the average guy who doesn't watch that much fantasy football is probably going to pick him there. Then you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, very exciting. Blake's kind of leaning that way as well. Then you've got Justin Jefferson, who has been a clear-cut wide receiver one since he's entered the league. And then you've got Ashton Jeanty, who a lot of people are high on, especially young running backs, rookie running backs always produce big numbers. 877-881-1053. If you're at pick three, let's just say 10-man league, you're at pick three in your fantasy football draft this month, who are you picking there? Gibbs, Barkley, Jefferson, Jeanty. I think right now, I'm leaning Jahmyr Gibbs. The reason I'm not going Barkley, a little bit of, you know, O-line getting a little bit older. I'm gonna do the regression argument that everyone's making. He had a huge historic number. The Eagles will probably pull him back a little bit and not ask him to lead the league in touches and have 2,000 yards and be the everything for this offense. I could see Jalen Hurts doing a little bit more than spreading the ball out. I think I'm going to go Gibbs, but the deterrent is Gibbs is also kind of still splitting carries with Montgomery, whereas Barkley's not splitting carries as much. So
yeah, but he split carries last year and was still the sixth biggest point getter in football.
So I'm going Gibbs at three. I think I feel pretty good about that. Who are you going at three?
I don't hate the Gibbs choice. The only thing...
New OC?
If we're well, and so does Philly though.
So both, you're right.
Both. Now, but the difference, and really the thing, here's the only difference. Our boy Kevin Petullo has been with the Philadelphia Eagles since 2021. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's been Sirianni's guy, or has been in the system. So whether it's been Shane Steichen, and I'm trying to think who was the OC, because they swapped out, they did wholesale changes in 2023 and then brought in Kellen Moore last year, and now they're with Petullo. But there's some consistency there, right? Whereas our boy from, and I've got his name right here, the Detroit Lions new offensive coordinator, and again, look, we're splitting hairs here, John Morton, last 2 years, he's been in Denver. Now, he does have experience with Detroit from the year before that. So, there's some familiarity. If we're splitting hairs here, I'm probably going to go with Saquon Barkley.
Okay. What is your strategy in fantasy football draft, especially in that first round? Are you trying to get the guy with the highest ceiling or with the highest floor? Like, I want to be safe. I don't want my first round pick to bust, or I want the guy that could possibly be the best player in fantasy football this year.
It's hard to say because, man, I've never had the number one pick. I'm usually in that like 8 to 12 spot.
Which I think right now, I think a lot of people are happy to be in the back end of drafts, and we'll get to that reason why in a second. But I'll go Gibbs.
I've had a rough go over the last few years.
You'll go Barkley. Trevor, who would you pick at that three spot out of those four guys?
I think Gibbs is the right choice right now if you're picking at three. Now, because then you could also have somebody that thinks that, oh, I'm going to get Justin Jefferson, because that's what I think last year was like 1 and 2 was them. Mm-hmm. Bijan might slide to you. You might get lucky there.
But if Bijan slides you at three.
Oh, I'm taking.
That's a no-brainer.
If someone takes Jettas or Barkley too, which is possible. It's not like that crazy.
No. I look.
Someone might not really be paying attention. They just go, they see the name and they go.
See, I had Bijan last year. And by the way, that's the correct pronunciation.
I know it's Bijan. I got to work on. I got to be better at radio.
We all do, don't we? But he got off to a slow start last year. Bijan did.
I want to give the.
What about Michael Penix Jr.? You excited about him?
That guy was insane. Did you see what happened on the?
Of course I did. What do you think? I'm new to this. No, tell me. Tell me what happened.
We'll get to his receivers here in a second. I don't know.
Tell me what happened.
So Jahmyr Gibbs at three, I feel good about.
Yeah.
So we'll just say Saquon at four, because if you're not getting him, Saquon at four.
Rashee Rice at five.
Justin Jefferson is starting to slip in a lot of people's drafts. I've even seen him as late as six. Because
they don't trust J.J. McCarthy.
And I think it's a fair.
I think it's a valid.
I mean, he did stuff with Sam Darnold.
That's
though.
The argument. He's quarterback agnostic. It doesn't matter who's back there. Nick Mullins.
Oh, but
Sam Darnold.
Let's just pump the brakes here real quick. Sam Darnold's also been in the league for 5-6 years.
But is Nick Mullins good?
What did Nick Mullins do?
He put up numbers with Nick Mullins. Justin Jefferson. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's been back there. He's put up
for
numbers.
For how many games?
I think it was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, it was several. I mean, he again.
Yeah, he put up. He was still putting up wide receiver one numbers with Nick Mullins. He's the biggest security blanket
there is. Probably.
So as much as I'm telling myself that I don't know if I trust JJ, new offense. Jordan Addison suspended. He's going to get triple covered. He's dealing with the hamstring. But also, Justin Jefferson silences those doubts every year. So are you, how confidently are you drafting Justin Jefferson this year? For me, I'm picking him no earlier than pick five. If I was there at pick five, I'll ask you this, Fred.
Yeah.
You're at pick five, Jefferson. Okay, so we got Barkley and Gibbs off the board. You're at pick five. Who are you getting between Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb? Let's say those names.
I want no part of Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, so McCaffrey out there. So
I
CD
want no
Lamb,
part of Christian McCaffrey.
CeeDee Lamb and Jay Jettas are there. Who are you taking at five?
I'm taking Justin Jefferson.
Okay. Why so over CeeDee? Because CeeDee, obviously, him, they're both very talented receivers. One has a way more crowded receiver room than the other. And a better quarterback than the other.
Dak. I'm worried about him getting hurt.
You're more worried about Dak being hurt than JJ being good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make an argument here for CeeDee Lamb?
Please do.
Because of the way that this defense seems to be, where we're going to be leaking like a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need the offense out there. The offense is probably going to be out there a lot. Now, again, I agree with you, Fred. Dak needs to stay healthy. But
because Sam Howell's a better backup quarterback in Minnesota. Because, by the way, Sam Howell put up 3,500 yards, almost 4,000 yards in Washington. And found Terry McLaurin over and over. So Sam Howell's now look, he may throw 35.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I have interceptions. I don't care.
But that doesn't matter as
right?
long as you're not drafting.
As long as Sam Howell's not your quarterback, yeah. you don't give a damn.
Don't give crap.
All right? As long because Sam Howell knows how to feed a number one guy.
And unless you're Ryan Fitzpatrick or Cam Newton.
Joe Milton couldn't complete it to the three of us if we were all standing next to each other.
I think there's like two people gaps at every spot. Pick one. You got to pick between Jamar and Bijan. I'm going Jamar. At pick three, you got to pick between Jameer and Saquon. Blake's going Jameer. Fred's going Saquon. At pick five, you got to pick between CeeDee Lamb and Jay Jettas. I think I'm going to plant my flag. I would also take Justin Jefferson. But I do like your argument with CeeDee Lamb of the defense is going to be bad. They're going to be on the field a lot. But Dak, I think with the Schottenheimer offense, they're going to try to run the ball. It doesn't mean it's going to be effective. So that's touches going away. They're going to feed George Pickens. That's touches going away. They're going to feed Jake Ferguson. That's touches going away. The only person he's got to worry about taking touches away from in Minnesota is TJ Hockenson, who's always injured. So
we don't know if JJ wants to throw to TJ also.
I'm going to go.
Dude, I forgot about that epic run from Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
Or Nate Mullins. He had three games out of four where he put up 303, 411, and 396.
And all those were to Jay Jettis, practically.
Now, granted, he also threw eight picks during that four game.
Okay. Real quick, it doesn't matter.
What were you saying, though, before I interrupted you? I mean, that's pretty common for me, but what were you talking about before I interrupted you?
He said CeeDee Lamb, the defense is going to be on the field all the time, so therefore they're going to have a lot of opportunities to score points.
I don't disagree with you, and I like CeeDee Lamb. And honestly,
I think I'm going to take him where I'm picking. So
where are you picking at?
I'm picking sixth, but we're a keeper league, so some guys are going to be off the board, but I don't. There are not many homers in my league.
So
thankfully.
We'll say Jettis gets taken at five in this fantasy league.
CD six.
CD is six. Yeah. At seven, who is Fred picking?
Rashee Rice.
Okay, for real. You got CMC. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got Malik Nabers. Who are you picking at seven out of those guys?
CMC.
Amon-Ra. Malik Nabers. I could throw in some other names, but I'll wait kind of for a little bit to throw in some of those round two guys that are getting drafted.
I mean, I would probably go with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I would agree. And he's looked good in training.
I would go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. The one thing, look, Jared Goff loves throwing to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
His target share did go down last year, but I agree. I would still go the sun
only guy. Thing that worries me a little bit.
Jameson Williams is also stepping up. So does that mean targets going away?
So think about this. Sam Laporta will probably have a better year than he did a year ago if he stays healthy.
I think this is the question a lot of fantasy football people ask, myself included. How do you balance out when you're drafting a fantasy player with they're on a good team, like a Gibbs, St. Brown, which means therefore they're not going to be triple covered, but they also got to spread the ball out. There's other touches.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
versus Justin Jefferson, who's got all the
two
touches.
Two dudes from the same offense in the top eight.
They're not both going to score 25 every week. Or could
they're not.
Or tight end is different, though. Tight end, like, you can still share with tight end because tight ends.
Well, right, but that's what think about it. Now you've got you're talking about a Detroit Lion offense. A, new offensive coordinator, all right? B,
Jared Goff's getting older.
Jared Goff's getting a little bit older, which I'm not worried about him, although he will spit the bit from time to time. You've got the best, maybe one of the best running backs in Jahmyr Gibbs, one of the best wide receivers in Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the best number two wide receivers in Jameson Williams, who Jordan Schultz tweeted out today about how he's looking, quote-unquote, electric.
When you see a report like that, does that stray you away from Amon-Ra? Especially at pick, what are we saying, seven?
A little bit. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, and look, you guys can clown me all you want. All right. If Rashee Rice, the hand of God, I'm saying this with every fiber of my body. If Rashee Rice didn't have the suspension hanging over his head, I'm taking Rashee Rice at six or seven. I'm taking him at seven after CeeDee Lamb all day.
Why don't you just wait till round two and he'll still be there?
That's what I'm saying. Like the problem with Patrick and this, the problem is.
You know, why don't you
guys?
Why don't you draft your draft? How about that?
Well, I would love to have you in my league.
But let me. Can I
take Travis Kelce in the second round?
You here is Patrick Mahomes has never supported a top. I want to say top 10 wide receiver.
Trevor coming with the facts. I like it, Trevor.
Okay, but
and so again, I'm not saying that Rashee Rice isn't great. Like he supported Kelce, but Kelce has been that blanket in which he's gone down, and you could make the argument that Rashee Rice
who's leading the league in reception before he got hurt last year.
That's fair. I'm not saying.
Tyreek balled his last year there before.
Tyreek Hill. It's been a minute since it, but ever since Tyreek Hill's gone, he has spread it around.
Because he's had to.
Talk to him,
and
Trevor.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Rashee
I'm telling you
Rice
right now,
is that top. He's not Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's not Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
I don't think he's that.
Agree to disagree, my friend. Okay. North Richland Hill stand. Where's my bell at?
It's fair. He stole the bell.
Give me the damn bell. I'll tell you what, I'm about to buy my own bell. North Richland Hill stand up. Rashee Rice is eating this year.
Okay, so we'll clean it up right here. At seven, Fred's taking Amon-Ra or Rashee Rice.
I'm taking Rashee Rice.
I would also take Amon-Ra. At eight, give me Saquon. Give me CMC. At number nine, give me Malik Nabers. And do we even really? you know who we didn't pick? We didn't pick Ashton Jeanty. I'd take him at 10.
I'll tell you what, I would almost take Ashton Jeanty at 7 over Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
hate
it. You
think that Raiders offense is going to be that good where they can run the ball?
Absolutely. You got your boy Carroll. You got Cheap Kelly, and Pete Carroll does not mind running the rock.
They can be down. He don't care.
I don't want to have to make that pick. I don't like picking rookie running backs. I don't want to have to make that pick.
You don't like rookie running backs? What? That's the sweet spot as a rookie running back.
Because I'm telling you this right now. I'm taking Brock. If you get me at 9 or 10, I'll take Brock Bowers.
You can probably get him on the turn.
Yeah.
On the turn. So, that's what I'm saying. If you got pick 10, you might get Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers.
I would almost lean towards taking Brian Thomas over Malik Nabers.
I think you're lost on that one.
Okay, I've got one guy in Trevor Lawrence who actually has a real offensive coordinator for the first time in his life versus I got Russell Wilson, maybe Jameis Winston, maybe Jackson.
Okay, no, you're not lost. Excuse me. You're not lost in that. I just prefer Malik Nabers, less competition. They got some guys over there in Jackson that are going to be stealing.
Who?
My boy Travis Hunter, man. Don't do that to him.
I'm not saying he's not. My boy Travis. But to pretend like Travis Hunter, Brian Thomas is going to take another step forward with an actual offensive head coach.
Liam Cohen.
Who are you guys drafting? 877-811-1053.
Top five. What are we doing? Top five. What are we doing? Top five. What are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. The weird, the things that you don't want to happen at an airport.
Love it. Don't go anywhere. Great stuff as always from the one, the only, Mr. Trevor the Creator. It is time for a little top five. And what a list, if I do say so myself, that I've put together. Okay. A little tongue in cheek, but also serious at the same time. So get your minds right for that. Any good texts to read? We'll get to them later. All right, number five. These are top five list tonight, things you wouldn't want to happen at the airport. And I think we're pretty much all in consensus on number one.
I think so. I would hope so.
Okay, I would hope so. All right. But let's get this thing rocking and a rolling, shall we? 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Text it. What you wouldn't want to happen at the airport. Number five, cavity search.
What is that?
Cavity search.
Like your...
Well, it's what you and Bob might want to do.
Oh, I knew. See, I thought about going there. I thought about going there.
Okay, Trevor.
But I love the heel turn that Trevor has done tonight.
I'll remember that.
Okay.
Now, why would you be scared of that, though? You smuggling something?
So you're okay with having a cavity search done. So
no,
apparently.
No, I don't want, but that's not something that's even crossing my mind. Are we smugglers? I feel like if you're smuggling, yeah, you're like, I hope that doesn't happen.
Blake, are we going to put qualifiers on the top five things we don't want to happen at the airport? I mean, do you need to question every single one? Do you want a cavity search? Yes or no? Are you good with one?
No, it just felt random.
Because it is. This list is random, Blake.
Does that happen to you often? Have you been cavity searched before?
I didn't know I was doing radio with Mr. Literal over here.
I like that name.
Yeah, that might be your new nickname, Mr. Literal. Okay. Of course it hasn't happened to me, Blake.
I didn't even know that
was
a thing.
Have the things on your list happened to you?
Yes. Every single one of these.
Every single one has happened to you.
Every single one has happened, and I don't want it to happen.
Fred likes to think outside the box from time to time.
These are like things that I've experienced that I don't like it when it happens.
You would think, Blake, that you've worked with me long enough to know that some of the things. Yes.
How does that even cross your mind? Is that something that like you've seen happen to a friend? You're like, oof. I hope I avoid that. You saw it on a TV show. You heard about it on a
movies,
podcast.
So I'm saying the movie jokes, you've never seen that. Like that's like the most horrible thing that could
happen. Did you not see?
But are they doing random ones? Or are they only doing it to people they think are smuggling things? I'm new to this.
Again, Blake, I don't know. The topic was five things you wouldn't want to have happen to you at an airport.
I thought you were doing somewhat reasonable.
Cavity. Who says it's not?
My list is going to be boring.
Who said it's not?
Mine are all kind of reasonable.
I can't help it that your creativity at 10:27 on a Thursday night is not where it needs to be.
It is.
I'm sorry that the old man is running laps around you creatively tonight.
Doing my Kevin Walker impression. I just went with what you said. I just went with what you said. I didn't understand the criteria, so I wrote it down.
Because I mean, mine are off the chain, if we're being honest. Okay? Mine are off the chain.
Someone said, wouldn't want to sit next to Blake on the plane. What did I do? Now no one wants to even be my friend.
No, Bob does. No, Bob does. Bob wants to be your friend and would probably be more than happy to provide a cavity search. You're number five.
Well, my lackluster number five. Not have anywhere to sit while waiting for the plane.
That would suck, Blake.
You know what I'm talking
I
about?
Agree.
The little, that what is that called?
Really oh, that's tough,
what
man.
Is that area called?
I don't know, the waiting area?
The waiting area where you're waiting for your plane?
Terminal?
No, it's the gate.
Yeah,
the
when gate, you're waiting at the gate. Yeah. And there's nowhere to sit. That happens more times than not. You kind of just have to walk around.
I sat on my suitcase.
There you go. Gatequake.
Does that not stink? Am I the only one? You don't mind just walking around aimlessly for like 30 minutes waiting for your flight?
I mean, it's look, it didn't make my top five.
Okay. I like people watching too much. So I would be okay with that.
How about the fact that we were like able to work in Girthquake?
You did. That was nice.
With our boy today. All right. Hopefully your number five is better than Blake's. What's yours?
Well, no, because again, I like flight delay / canceled. That would suck.
Let's go, Trevor.
Man, that would really suck.
Where's my bell? I'm sorry that you guys aren't on the same level as me tonight.
I'm going to say, like, eat a burrito and I can't stop using the restroom for 3 hours.
I'm so glad you said that. That might be on one of mine.
My number four.
Yes.
Is I, like, this is, the, I don't care. I don't mind waiting in line, being last in line, like to get on a plane.
Yeah.
But I've also seen that when that happens, sometimes you can get bumped from a plane.
Yeah.
And if I ever got bumped from a plane because I decided to be like, I'm patient. I don't mind. I don't need to be the first one up there. I don't need to be the first person getting off the plane.
I don't want to be the last.
I would be furious if I got bumped because I was patient.
What do you think furious Trevor looks like?
Ooh.
Blake, you want to chime in, or what are you doing? You trying to rewrite your list on the fly right now, or what? This one sucked. Let me go ahead and write this.
I don't want a banana to poke me in the eye.
What did he say?
I don't know. I just picked something.
What's poking me?
Wow.
I just heard something.
Said, I don't want a banana poking me in the eye.
There was no reference there. Wow. That was just something.
You guys are taking this to a whole nother level.
That's his words, not Trevor,
what I meant.
His words, not mine.
It's not where.
All right.
Really glad I'm angry.
So your number four was what? You don't want to be booted off a plane?
I would hate to be bumped.
Okay.
Don't bump me, bro.
What about a key bump? Anyway,
my number four, and this has happened to me when I went to London.
Yeah.
Having somebody smelly next to you
on your plane seat. That's a good one.
That's not an enjoyable flight.
No.
What are you going to do? Tell the person they're smelly, move, or just suck it up is what I did.
Oh, you just call them bald.
You are
the UK.
Hey, that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, it is.
If someone smells bad enough, would you like call a flight attendant? What do you even do? Like, that's an awkward situation. I'm not saying like a small hint. I'm talking like, whew. Did you shower?
The sad part is that because of the, and our boy Brandon brought this up, is that he hopes the liquid, prohibition goes away, that you can't have the 3 ounce thing.
If you've got
a small thing of cologne,
yeah,
maybe
I'd offer.
Pull it out.
I'd offer.
Or I would just go ahead and spray it.
Yeah. At that point, if you're smelling that bad,
if you stink that bad, I don't care. Because you don't have the. What are you going? You going to tell me? What are you going to say? Oh, who do you think you are? No. Who do you think you are?
You want to go? You want to open up this box?
Are we going to have this conversation right here with your stank ass? No, sir. Okay. My number four: power outage.
Ooh, I think that would stink for everybody.
Could you imagine a power outage?
On a plane or an airport?
Either.
In the air.
I'd be okay with the airport, but on a plane?
I don't want it on the airport because now how long is it going to be out? I mean, okay, here come the people. They'll have backup generators, Fred. Yeah, we get it, okay? It's an exercise. But, you know, look, you're stuck in TSA line. Can't go through the machines.
Where's the worst place to be stuck when there's a power outage? If you're not already
life?
On a plane.
Or in the plane. Your baby mama's house.
In life, no.
God, I gotta get out of here.
At the airport.
If you gave me more child support, this wouldn't happen.
What spot on the airport? In the airport, I mean.
I would think the TSA line.
Oh yeah.
Is that the worst spot for the?
Yeah, because once you get through the security checkpoint, you're home free, dude. It's like winning a marathon. You're running through like
just hang around,
just looking for a seat.
You can keep your shoes off if you wanted.
That's it. Man, if you want to,
probably TSA line. Yeah, that's bad.
Tell them, hey, I'm gonna be a while, so just giving you a heads up. My number three: diarrhea.
Yep.
Of all the places, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I was at Dallas Love Field. This past Sunday, taking my son Xavier back to the airport, or taking him to the airport, and you know, you get a good dose of humanity, or just what humanity's all about in an airport bathroom.
Yeah,
because there's some people that you just want to say to yourself, what does your diet consist of? And maybe you should go see a gastroenterologist. And I don't even know if I said that word that right, but you might want to go see somebody because A, the noise I just heard coming out of your orifices and then the odor that you've emitted, I may call TSA and Homeland Security myself. I'm not convinced you're not a terrorist.
That would be a very bad scenario if you were your plane is about to start boarding, then you realize you have to use the bathroom and you're in there for a while and you have to either,
you know what's worse?
Not use the bathroom or miss your plane.
I had diarrhea on a Greyhound bus once.
That was going to be my comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long story, but I'll just put it to you like this. Back when I was in the Navy, I was in Maine. I had to go see this gal up and she was like at the very tip top of Maine. Your boy couldn't drive a car at the time. Let's put it this way, I didn't have a license. So I had to take a bus. And I had the worst case. I mean, I remember to this day.
Got them bubble guts.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, that Greyhound was running.
Why don't you tell them to pull over? I'm sure they would understand.
And tell them to pull over and do what?
I have to use the restroom or I'm going to use it on
the
bus.
No, they've got a bathroom in the Greyhound.
Oh, just do it in there then.
No, I was blowing it up. Don't get it twisted. But I'm just saying, like, it was rough. Anyway, continue. You're number three.
My number three, what did I write? Someone,
you to swap your list out.
Someone takes my bag. Now, yeah. Which one is worse, your checked bag or your overhead bag? That's always a nightmare.
What do you mean? I mean, if it's your overhead bag, it's like they just took it in front of you, so you just got punked.
Hey, this is mine now. No, your checked bag. Like someone thinks it's yours, or someone thinks it's theirs, and they take it and they go home with it. And now you got to try to track it down. And you're at your vacation.
I mean, I would think that you,
Or they get on another flight. Boom. And now your bag is across the country.
It's going to suck either way. I don't know how you're going to let somebody take your bag in front of you. All right.
What if you're late getting to the, what's it called?
Oh, the baggage claim.
Baggage claim.
The carousel.
And someone takes it and now they're on a flight to Denver.
What are you doing?
You're just late getting off. You're just, you had to use the restroom off the plane.
I mean, I ain't never seen a carousel be that fast. So
agreed.
I'm.
But if someone were to take it, maybe you're on the other end of the carousel and they think it's theirs, you both have a black.
Oh, I'm mugging them then.
But you don't realize it's yours. That's what I'm saying. Well, it's not that they walk in front of you and say they're.
Because I'm like.
Are you looking at everyone's bags?
I know what my bag looks like. I'm eagle eyeing it.
Agree. But what if you don't see it coming? Are you the one that stands right at the drop point?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I don't check bags usually.
Of course you don't. Against the system.
I don't know. I don't want my bag getting lost.
Okay. Have you ever stayed somewhere more than 5 days? Kind of have to check a bag. You can only bring so much in the overhead.
I mean, I've checked. It's been a long time since I've checked a bag. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've checked a bag.
Okay.
But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because then you're
Could
screwed.
Could happen.
Then you're screwed.
All Trevor? Right.
So my number three, that was a very rational conversation, guys. I'm really really proud of y'all. That was phenomenal.
Thank you. It's getting late.
I don't want an animal anywhere near or on my plane. No, thank you.
Messed up.
And again, my buddy told this conversation, had the explanation of what happened. It's the funniest thing ever. But if that happened to me, I would go to the moon.
I don't blame you.
Be furious. So these people,
Trevor's against service animals.
It's if they're real service animals, sure, absolutely. But your emotional support animal,
what's wrong with that, Trevor?
I think it's a little
a little much,
a little soft.
Wow,
a little soft. My mom has
we are seeing a side of Trevor tonight. I'm seeing a little more toxic side of you tonight, and I'm here for it. I applaud it.
My number two. Is an ornery passenger. So the guy that kept talking
ornery?
The other ornery. Yeah,
ornery.
So somebody mad whatever. Like
unruly.
Bro, chill out. We're all mad that we have to sit here in this cylinder and be thrown across the state or whatever.
Can I play devil's advocate?
What kind of bumble are you flying on? Spirit?
I think
it's cheap.
That would not make my top five because I think I would enjoy that. That'd be great entertainment. As long as someone's not trying to take over the plane.
I don't want
to
be delayed.
It's not real. Yeah, that effort is not real.
She's from DFW too.
We had her on the show. Yeah, we've had her on. G-Bag had her on, right?
Was it G-Bag?
She looked like she might have been hot in real life.
Tiffany, she's she came here. Tiffany Gomez.
Yeah. Was she hot? What do you mean? I mean, yes or no?
She went ugly. Baddies and Tolos. Well,
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
My number two, forgetting your headphones at home.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. Can you imagine doing the whole airport thing and then you realize
Fred, you know that term? Let's go.
Come on, bro. What are you talking about? Raw dog life. Here's the thing, though. I don't wear headphones in the airport.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Port.
Wow. What an L. I have them on literally start to finish. I don't know. Because to I
want
to
be, I want to be aware of my surroundings.
You can be aware of them.
No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Then you raw dog it.
Yeah, I do.
Please put my headphones
100%. On. 100%. All right. Well, when I almost said something that I shouldn't. Okay. My number two. Same goes along the same lines as what you just said. You get to the airport and realize you forgot your driver's license or passport.
Yep.
You're screwed.
You might as well.
You got to turn around. Go home.
You just start sweating.
You ain't getting in there without an ID. And I'm telling you right now, I got to the airport one time and it was, you know, the check-in line or whatever. You know, you didn't have to go to the have it on your phone. And, dude, I'd put my ID, like, in a certain compartment and don't remember doing it. Like, I don't even know where my bank card's at right now. No idea. And
if you have Fred's bank card, 877-811-1053, let's run it up.
I think I know. Here's the problem. I've got 3 pairs of shorts that are the exact same brand and color. I think it's in one of those 3 pairs. Anyway, forgot driver's license and or passport. Number one, tears deck.
Yep. My number one is the same as your number two, forgetting my ID or passport. It hasn't happened to me, but I've had scares, and that's some of the most.
So tears deck isn't on yours?
Nope.
Listen, I kept it off because I thought that was an assumed all number one. Like, that would be the worst possible thing. So that's not mine.
We didn't qualify before we started the top 5. Right. So, what was your number one?
My number one's, I don't want my battery to die on the phone. I download stuff.
Really, bro? That's
over
your
the past,
one.
Over forgetting your password.
All the things.
Bro, if my headphones, I like to read while I'm on the plane. So, if I can have some lo-fi or something playing and my phone's dead and I've downloaded music, bro, that's going to. Gonna be a problem.
I love it.
Okay,
love
someone's it. Saying that if you don't have your ID, you can still fly. I don't know.
877.
That's when you start sweating. If you check your pockets,
dude, I'm tripping like Scottie Pippen if that happens.
I could definitely have some rage. You might see me on one of those videos. I'm like trying to catch a flight, and I realize I don't have my ID, and someone's in my way.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, they won't let you go without a boarding pass. I tried to sneak on without a boarding pass because I say sneak on. I was going. I had my son. Sunday I had Zave with me. I was on the phone with my daughter, irate with her. I forgot to check in and get the boarding passes. So I just got my phone with me, and me and him get to the counter, and I'm like, oh, jeez. I tried to smooth talk. It wasn't working. Boom, we had to go back. Anyway, it worked out. Final save of the program. Don't go anywhere. It's After Dark. What a read by Trevor the Creator. You can find him at Trevor the Creator on Twitter and Instagram. No? Well, Twitter you can, right?
Just Twitter.
What's your IG?
I don't mess on IG.
Doesn't want the IG
I'm not
out
a social
there.
Guy. I'm just not
doesn't
as...
want the wonder what he's covering up over there on the IG.
Or what he's not covering up.
Or what he's not. Oh.
Listen, I'll tell you all about my diary later. Right?
What you
great.
Did there.
Can I give you a list of 8 players entering year 10?
By the way, before you do that, yeah, of course you can, but before you do that, give us some good music for that too while you're at it there, Trevor Beck. As a lot of folks chimed in, let's clean this up. A lot of folks chimed in on the top 5. By the way, I had the best one. Real quick, from a TSA agent, somebody said, I work for TSA. My 5 are a bomb threat, active shooter, earthquake, or tornado, fire evacuation. And yes, you can fly without an ID. Okay. Now, you can. I should have had something to drink. Might get a little verklempt over here. You better have like a utility bill with you, a credit card, and you better be ready to answer some questions.
Where are you flying? Where did you come
from? That's exactly
why are you
it.
Going?
Yeah,
why did you leave it at home?
And who doesn't have an ID? Like maybe if you forgot it, yes, maybe I get it. But yeah, so you're going to get interviewed. It's going to be a thorough interrogation, and you will be subject to extra security.
I had a buddy fly from Iraq into Austin. And he got held up.
You know, you and Iraq, that's been a big topic for you tonight.
My buddy's wife is from, she is Iraqi.
She's Iraqi, so okay. So welcome to this country.
Like, yeah, and so she literally.
What are your thoughts on Saddam, by the way?
Last year, not good.
Not good. Okay.
She just got her citizenship, I think, last year. Okay. So congrats to her. But he got stuck in Austin's airport for 8 hours.
Answering questions about him or her?
Pretty much. About him. He flew by himself. He's like, why are you flying from this? Why are you doing these things? Like, just basically the whole rigmarole.
I would have told him, I said, well, I was looking for WMDs.
I don't get that joke.
That's too bad. That's a good one, too.
But we didn't find any. Good, why would we be looking for them?
Because I'd heard there were. I'd heard there were some over there, WMD, and I wanted to go see for myself.
Whirly McDurley's.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a Call of Duty map called WMD. Maybe that's what it stood
for.
Okay.
Probably what it was.
Here's 8 players entering year 10. I want Fred, you to rank them on the fly. Okay.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey entering year 10.
Oh, wow.
Who went from, he's now on the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you didn't know. Tyreek Hill entering year 10.
Ooh.
On the Dolphins. DeForest Buckner, defensive end for the Colts, entering year 10. Joey Bosa on the Bills, entering year 10. Chris Jones on the Chiefs, entering year 10. Derrick Henry on the Ravens, entering year 10.
God, I feel old today.
And Dak Prescott on your Dallas Cowboys, entering year 10, which just lets you know how good that 2015 draft class was.
Oh, that 2015 draft class. And think about it.
One more name.
One more.
Quarterback, Detroit Lions, Jared Goff.
Chris Jones is number one.
I agree. If there was a redraft, that would be the first overall pick.
Yeah, no, Chris Jones is your first overall pick.
I think the second overall pick would be Jared Goff. And there's even an argument for him to be first because of positional value. Knowing everything we know today.
I'd still take Chris Jones.
Okay.
Goff
too?
I think you do.
Yeah, probably.
I think you do take Goff too. I really do.
Now the question, who's three? You've got Dak, Derrick Henry, Joey Bosa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, and DeForest Buckner. With all the information we have today. I'm going Jalen Ramsey three.
I'm probably going to take Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to take Ramsey. We know how important corners are. He's been one of the better corners for a while. And I'm taking Tyreek Hill 4.
I'll swap those two out.
I said 2015 draft. I meant to say 2016.
I'm taking Tyreek 3rd. I'll take Jalen 4th. I'll take...
You got Bosa, Dak, Derrick Henry, DeForest Buckner.
Give me Derrick Henry 5, Dak 6, And then your boy DeForest Buckner, 7 or 8.
And then Bosa last.
And Bosa last.
I think I can agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's and I'll tell you, like you said, it's a testament to how and you know, shout out to John Dorsey, who drafted both Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill in the same class. John Dorsey does not get near enough love for the teams that guy's put together. And he's been a huge part of the Lions' success drafting over there as well. I mean, I'll tell you what, that dude, there's a guy, you talk about guests that we want to get on the show. John Dorsey is a guy that, from a football perspective, and Broaddus, who's probably asleep by, well, is Broaddus a late night guy?
I think semi.
Semi, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't know how to sleep.
I don't think he's just staying up for the heck of it, but he's right. Just working.
Right. Well, you know, and he's got the girlfriend at the house now. So, I mean, they're probably, I could see the two of them being up late watching TV. You know, got a little show that they're watching, you know. I would love to get Broaddus's, and we won't see Broaddus again until next. Well, we'll see. Actually, no, we'll see him Saturday at the game. Ooh, but just from a crosstalk standpoint.
That means we get to eat the food?
What do you mean? Does it mean we're going to? Why wouldn't it?
Oh.
Of course we're going to get to eat the food. What kind of question is that?
We're a day and a half from some A-plus food.
But look, I'm telling you right now.
If they got the Mac, we're good.
No, I mean, of course we're going to have the Mac. But I want to make one thing clear. I said this during crosstalk yesterday, and I was scoffed at. Okay?
Gavin just kept making rowdy Tellez.
Yeah, he did. Just nonstop. I'm locked in the press box this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You taking notes? During the game?
Oh, I'm bringing a notebook this year.
Okay.
No, because last year I was kind of getting my sea legs back under me again because I hadn't been in an NFL locker room in a while. Hadn't been covering a team. I mean, it'd been, almost 10 years since I covered the Texans back in the day. So to get back into it this year, you're about to see Fred take it to another level.
You're going
to
bring binoculars?
I'm not going to go that far, but let's put it this way. Well, think about it this way. You saw the last two games how your boy runs a locker room interview.
Yeah.
Okay? Because your boy was holding court the last two games, all right? Now that I'm back in that mode and mindset again, no. Fan After Dark is going to be representing at AT&T Stadium.
Hopefully right. You guys.
AT&T.
Today was Grand Prairie.
God, I'm hungry.
Today was Grand Prairie Jake's Burgers.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
Where is it at next
week? Chiafalo ate like a 5-patty burger. I'm so hungry. Next week, I want to say it's in Fort Worth. I want to say the week after that it's in Frisco.
Two more chances.
Sure would be nice if we could do a, whatchamacallit out there.
Two more chances if you think you have what it takes to be a fan phenom.
Dope Sick Dave shouted out, said he did a good job. Baker was in it. We had a handful of people. I had a couple people on IG. My boy Marshall texted me, said he, oh my God, what's going on here? For God's sakes. And then I had a couple.
What was that player there?
Huh?
Sounded like a lady's voice.
What was on your IG?
It was. I'll tell you exactly what it was. Hold on.
Who is she?
I'll tell you exactly what it was.
You're gonna keep the audio going.
It's Jamie Foxx.
How much time do we have?
It's Charlie's there. We got 10 seconds. Getting a word for Django. So that's what it was.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, we gotta go. Brandon blew it. Great job by him. Trevor, Blake. I'm Fred. Good night. God bless. Hasta luego.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.